More news involving sexual abuse rocked the Catholic Church this weekend, this time with accusations of a cover-up leveled at Pope Francis. A former top Vatican official claims the Pope knew about sexual abuse by a prominent U.S. cardinal years before it became public and is calling on Francis to resign. Pope Francis refused to confirm or deny the allegations, telling reporters, quote, "You have the sufficient journalistic ability to make your conclusions. It's an act of trust." The news came as the Pope visited Ireland this weekend, hoping to demonstrate to Catholics his commitment to facing the Church's legacy of abuse. Jason Horowitz is Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times, and he's been covering the story closely. Jason, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jason, give us the basics here. Who's doing the accusing, and what exactly is he alleging?
So this is the former papal nuncio. That's essentially the former Vatican ambassador to the United States. His name is Carlo Maria Vigano, and he is alleging that Pope Francis had been told, including by him, that Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who Francis recently stripped of his cardinal hat, had had inappropriate relationships, had essentially abused seminarians in the past. And he says that he told Francis this back in 2013. And that Francis's predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, knew about this and actually sanctioned McCarrick way back when, and that Francis did not apply those sanctions when he came into power. So those are the accusations, and it's important to say they are just accusations and allegations right now, and there is reason to believe that they might not be true, but they have to be investigated.
So, Jason, these two men, Pope Francis and Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, have a past. The Archbishop has criticized the Pope. What can you tell us about that?
So, Vigano sort of has a past with everybody. He's this interesting guy here in the Vatican. He was an ambitious and, for a while, powerful figure within the Vatican who was moving on up. And then things sort of went south for him. It started about 8 years ago when there were letters that Vigano wrote warning Benedict of certain amounts of corruption inside the Vatican. And those were leaked. And so Vigano kind of became the central figure of this enormous Vatican leak scandal, which was called VatiLeaks. He was sent to the United States sort of as punishment, even though it sounds like a nice job. And there he ran into trouble with Francis because during the Pope's visit to the United States, there was a flare-up when Francis met with an advocate against gay marriage. And it wasn't clear that Francis knew who he was actually meeting. And the Vatican put the blame on that meeting on Vigano, and Vigano was shipped out again. So Vigano sort of kind of keeps popping up in Rome, in the United States, and all over as in these conflicts. So he's an interesting guy.
So let's go back to Ireland. So Jason, the Pope was in Ireland when this allegation occurred. How was he received?
So Ireland received him warmly, but not abundantly. It was no 1979 Pope John Paul II went, and a million people went. Francis didn't get anywhere near those numbers because the church in Ireland is nowhere what it used to be. It's been very much eroded, and eroded by sexual abuse. And the big question was going to be, well, is Francis going to not just atone for sexual abuse, but actually introduce measures that would resolve the problem or begin to resolve the problem? And frankly, he did not. But he did speak again of the great sadness he feels that the church caused this. But a lot of advocates are waiting for him to do something more.
Jason, thanks for updating us.
Thanks for having me.
Jason Horowitz is the Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times.